Long-period pulsars as possible outcomes of supernova fallback accretion, by Michelle Ronchi et al. For about half a century, the radio pulsar population was observed to spin in the 0.002 to 12s range, with different pulsar classes having a spin period evolution that differs substantially depending on their magnetic fields or past accretion history. The recent detection of several slowly rotating pulsars has reopened the long-standing question of the exact physics and observational biases driving the upper bound of the period range of the pulsar population. In this work, we perform a parameter study of the spin period evolution of pulsars interacting with supernova fallback matter and specifically look at the fallback accretion disk scenario. Depending on the initial conditions at formation, this evolution can differ substantially from the typical dipolar spin down, resulting in pulsars that show spin periods longer than their coeval peers. By using general assumptions for the pulsar spin period and magnetic field at birth, initial fallback accretion rates and including magnetic field decay, we find that very long spin periods, greater than 100s, can be reached in the presence of strong, magnetar-like magnetic fields, greater than 10 to the power of 14 G, and moderate initial fallback accretion rates, 10 to the power of 22-27 grams S1. In addition, we studied the cases of two recently discovered periodic radio sources, the pulsar PSRJ09014046, P equals 75.9s, and the radio transient Gleam XJ162759.5 to 523504.3, P equals 1091s. In light of our model, we conclude that the supernova fallback scenario could represent a viable channel to produce a population of long-period isolated pulsars that only recent observation campaigns are starting to unveil. This was Long-Period Pulsars as Possible Outcomes of Supernova Fallback Accretion, by Michelle Ronchi et al.